can feel it down in my plums. When I hear a sound, I rap at the door, my young son Gabriel walks in. My wife says, no, Gabriel, leave. I said, no, let the boy watch. Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father. The way he learned from his father. Let the boy watch the way he learned from his father.
Welcome back to Let the Boys Watch, an entertainment podcast brought to you by Going Great Productions. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Robbie. And on this week's episode, we continue Harry Potter-thon. And this week, we watched 2004 Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Harry Potter was written by Steve Kloves and based off the novel by the same name by J.K. Rowling. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban was directed by Alfonso Cuarón. Harry Potter stars Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, Emma Watson, Michael Gambon, Gary Oldman, Maggie Smith, Tom Felton, Robbie Coltrane, Emma Thompson, and Alan Rickman. Alongside me is the Cuz. Cuz, how we doing?
Doing great, man. Again, looking forward to hearing your thoughts on this third movie here.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Alongside the cousin, myself, good friend, co-host Ryan, how we doing?
I'm doing good. I'm same way. When you last week, when we said we're looking forward to this, and you said super duper, I almost crashed my car because I was just I loved it. How are you doing this week?
Doing good. Doing good. I'll be at my wit's end with Harry Potter, but I'm doing good.
Okay. So yeah, like Robbie said, this is Let the Boys Watch. You know, we typically watch movies with some kind of theme, and usually it's one or all of us haven't seen it. Usually, you know, we've been doing a lot of popular movies. Sometimes we just do whatever comes into our head, directors, specific actors, things, time of year. We did Major League just recently for, you know, opening day, stuff like that. So check out, you know, all our past episodes on all the podcast platforms. You can find us on Instagram. You can email us, ltbwpodcast@gmail.com. There are no shortage of ways to get in touch, get involved. Tell us what you think about Harry Potter, just in general, Prisoner of Azkaban, whatever, or any of our past episodes, or suggest stuff for the future. Benny, tell them what else they could do as far as, I don't know, this video thing we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, the best way to get in touch with us and our most preferred method at the moment is to subscribe on YouTube and leave a comment below the video. We would love to hear from you. We post our episodes every week. Yeah, I mean, it would be great for you to click that subscribe button so you know exactly when we release a video. It'll pop up on your home screen. You're not going to get any notifications or emails or anything like that, just so you can find the episode as soon as it drops, because searching Let the Boys Watch will give you 14,000 screen recorded videos of Will Ferrell. Should have thought of that before we named the podcast, but yeah, follow us on YouTube.
Too late now. We already have a picture. I mean, what are we gonna change the name?
no.
So yeah, we watched Prisoner of Azkaban. I would say a lot of people's, or I shouldn't say a lot, but often it is cited as a favorite of the whole series of the films. So I'm very curious, because I think, you know, if you listened last week or you watched us last week, we were kind of pumping Robbie up that, like, all right, three is when things start getting good. You know, then it gets good for the rest of the series. But I want to know, I guess, Robbie's overall thoughts, overall impressions. Like, I'm very excited to hear what you thought of this.
I thought it was good. I really did. I didn't hate it.
That's good.
I don't know. Sometimes I think these movies just suck the life out of me. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like they're too long, or I don't know. But no, it was good. It's good. It was a cool movie. I enjoyed it. It was definitely better than the first two. I'll give it that. I really enjoyed the story this time around, and it captured my attention. But again, it's the same stuff. It's, you know, the acting's great. Like you said, I forgot to mention last week, the music's fantastic. The score's great. Story was cool. I enjoyed that. Nice little surprise seeing a young, lean, mean Gary Oldman on my screen. I really enjoyed that. So that was nice. Child acting was a lot better, I think, than the last two movies, even though I did enjoy the acting from the child. I really enjoyed this Dumbledore more. He brought some personality to the role. I really enjoyed it. Definitely played the part. I needed more gumption from my Dumbledore, and Michael Gambon brought it, so I'm happy about that. Other than that, I didn't have any, ill will towards this movie, any hatred towards this movie. I enjoyed it. Again, this sort of thing is in my bag, baby, but I this fantasy stuff, I really don't, go crazy about it. So I'm looking at it from a different lens, but it's a good movie. And I would definitely watch it again. I really enjoyed it.
I wonder too, like, I mean, I know we're looking for it because there's so much, like, the whole twist of the time turner and the time travel. Were you getting any vibes of that during the movie, or were things just kind of like, oh, that's weird, or that doesn't make sense, or did you have an idea of that's kind of what was going on, or was it a cool reveal towards the end of the movie?
It was a cool reveal because I was like, that's why they were dropping those clues with Herringbone, whatever her name is, Harmony. And I was like, that's I was
Herringbones.
like, yeah, I was like, that's why I should have known something was up. So no, I didn't surmise anything, but I thought it was a cool reveal. Again, I'm looking at it from like a Game of Thrones type, time travel lens where it's like, all right, but no, it was cool. I didn't pick up on anything. I should have picked on some stuff. Like, yeah, how did, what the hell's the name?
Hermione.
Herringbone, Hermione. How did Hermione get into the class? She wasn't even in there, and then she's right next to Harry. So, no, that was a nice little a little reveal. I enjoyed that. I didn't expect it at all.
Yeah, I think that they do, again, just like anything with this series, like if you spend too much time thinking about it, you can easily unravel it. But I think they did a really great job with the time travel in this, the clues here and there. I mean, obviously, if they're laying it on thick throughout the whole entire movie. Like it becomes very obvious. But I like it. I mean, time travel can be done so many different ways, and so many different ways it can be done poorly. And I think that they handled it pretty well. What about you, Ryan? What do you think about the whole time travel aspect?
I like it and I don't like it, and it's because of exactly what you said. Like the more you pick at it, the more you're like, well, that's stupid. Like that doesn't make sense. And I was gonna say something, but I'll keep my mouth shut for future considerations. But like, it's just, I don't know. Every time that I want to like pick apart something, I'm like, this is a kid's movie. Like, stop. Like they did a pretty good job considering, like, and especially you have to think, like, there's probably 8-year-olds watching this shit. It can't be like super complicated, you know? Like then the kids are gonna be like, what's going on? Wow, yeah, the time space continuum was warped because blah, whatever. But it goes a little bit to what I was saying last week, where like sometimes magic's too convenient in this series and not available for some reason at other times. So it's like, well, where was the time turner like when Harry and Ron were late for class last movie or something, whatever. Like, why isn't everybody using time turners and it's just mayhem all over the place?
I kind of like my explanation to myself is like, well, if you do it too much, like you said, or if everybody knows about it,
I know.
nothing is re but again, if you sit and pick at anything in these movies, it can get ridiculous. I just love it because it gives us, I forgot about this line, and it's one of the best ever. Is that just that last moment from Dumbledore when they're
Yeah.
like, oh, it's done. What's done? Good night. And he just like walks down the stairs. Just, I mean, that alone is worth the recast of
100%. Imagine Richard Harris doing that. Did what? Good
Dumbledore.
night.
Good night.
Yeah,
Yeah,
thanks.
stinks. Stinks.
Thanks.
Rest in
So
peace, but stinks.
I know
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah. No, I don't want to besmirch Richard Harris, but yeah, Michael Gambon did it. Did what? Good night. Just very funny.
Yeah, he's not in this movie as much as Not, I don't want to say I remembered, but as much as he should be, man. He's just, I mean, spoiler alert going forward, just like one of my favorite characters. And I just love him as Dumbledore. I just think he's great.
Same. Agree with that statement. Benny, what about you as far as just like, I know we talked about the time turner a little bit, but like overall, what are your thoughts on Prisoner of Azkaban?
Every time I watch this movie, I'm and I know that I like it, but every time I watch it, I'm like, yeah, that's so much better than I was really anticipating. It's just you're starting to get into the weeds here a little bit about, and you there's really not that much Voldemort stuff in this one. But it's still, you know, it gives you so much backstory. It gives you Sirius, it gives you know, the Peter Pettigrew reveal. All those things that just end up paying dividends as it goes on. Like, obviously the Scabbers stuff is set up in the first two movies where Ron's trying to do charms to the rat and he can't, and everybody thinks it's because he sucks, but it's because it's not really a rat. So, you know, that's what I love. Like, there's always these little nuggets thrown in that pay off kind of later on. And yeah, I mean, this movie, I love Sirius. I love Lupin. Like, we're gonna start getting introduced to so many more characters that just really make this movie and this series just so great. So yeah, every time I go into this movie, I'm almost surprised about how much, you know, I kind of leave it low on my list. Like, it's probably my fifth. I'd probably say there's two, and then the final two movies, and then this one comes in under that. I don't know how I'd re-rank it thinking about it, but yeah, this is a really solid one.
Yeah. Agree with that. I it's not my favorite of all of them, but it's definitely up there. And I think it gets a lot of love because of the stark difference between one and two and this one. And I was actually thinking about it. I was like, you know what? Like, how much like what was the budget for Azkaban versus one and two? And it was like 25 million more. But it just like not that one and two seemed like low budget, but it was just like the CGI was pretty good for the time. Like Buckbeak is just a huge chicken walking around and it looked
Yeah.
pretty good, you
Yeah.
know? And I was like, oh, they must have spent like a ton. Plus there's a lot more I don't know if it was all green screen or like they actually built a lot of this stuff, but they're going all over the place at Hogwarts. Like, I don't know. It just seemed like they were like, they stepped it up for this film and poured a lot more money into the budget. And they really didn't. It's just the difference of director. Different. Not that Chris Columbus isn't as good as Alfonso Cuarón, but, and I don't know if I'm saying it right, Cuarón or Cuarón, whatever. It's just different stylistically. Like, one and two are definitely more kiddie, and that's also pretty consistent with the books. Like it starts off much younger or directed at the younger artists, and that's what I do like about She Who Will Not Be Named, what she did with the series. And it like it as the kids who read it grew up, so did the books, which was cool.
Yeah.
But overall, love the movie, enjoyed watching. I'm looking forward to, I don't know, seeing if we do the other ones soon or later or what.
Right, before we get into scores, Robbie, how do you feel about like the tone shift? And did like obviously it's noticeable, but like what was your takeaway from this movie as opposed to the first two?
Oh, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Harry's coming of age sassiness. I enjoyed that. I liked how he got a little darker. I don't want to see him go super duper dark, but it was definitely a nicer change of pace and tone than the first two, where he's like, oh shucks and whatnot. Now he's putting stuff to use, which I do enjoy. I do with you know, with great power comes great responsibility, right? That little saying, rest in peace, Stan Lee, I think. But
Yes.
so I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed that the different darker tone from Harry and yeah, no, it was definitely a difference and a little more mature-er than the previous two, which I did like. Because I'm 70 years old watching these, you know, I'm not a kid. I mean, so it's nice to get the old the matureness. So it was cool. I enjoyed Harry in this one.
That's good. I agree. I also have a quick question, then we'll do some scores. Robbie, did the office prison mic joke become funnier looking back? What's the worst thing about prison? The Dementors.
I did not catch on. Is that from The
In the
Office?
office when he does prison mic, that's what he
Yeah.
said. They're like, what's the worst thing about prison? The Dementors.
Right. Now I get it, I guess.
You, my friend, would be the belle of the ball. All right. Let's do some scores. Do we have any order, or should we just?
Let's save Robbie for last.
Okay.
I like the build up to the Robbie reveals.
All right, why don't you go then?
It's hard, man, because I'm such a fan of these movies, so I feel like my scores are gonna be a little bit inflated. And I had to knock this one down just because, like, I know going forward my scores are gonna be pretty high for some of these. So I'm gonna go 8.8. Like I said, I love the time travel stuff. I love getting introduced to some of these characters that become favorites. I love that we get the new Dumbledore with Michael Gambon in this movie, and I love the tone shift. There's a couple things about the direction I don't love. Ending on a freeze frame. I mean, what are we doing? Come on, that was the worst.
So stupid. Yeah, it's annoying.
I always forget about that, and then when it happens, I'm like, oh, you ruined it. Like, what was the point of that? But yeah, there's definitely some, like, I guess early 2000s type stuff. But I like that there's a different director. I like that you know, somebody else gets to leave their mark on this series. I mean, going forward, we only have two more directors, right?
I believe so, yes.
I think each there's like somebody only handles two each. So, yeah, 8.8, you know, one of my faves and just a great movie.
You would think a two-time Academy Award winner for a direction would not end on a freeze frame.
I know. He couldn't help himself.
So stupid.
That screams like the
Like 80s.
producers got involved.
Yeah.
Like, you know it would be great if we ended on a happy note, freeze frame.
Hey,
you know at the end of The Breakfast Club when he throws his fist up in the air at the goalpost? Let's do that.
Yeah, but instead on the Quidditch pitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not gonna make an excuse for it. And this is, I guess, kind of slightly spoilery, but I mean, it's a series, so we know that things are gonna, and we've said that things are gonna get darker. But this is the last time that the movie kind of ends on a high note. So it's almost like, eh, let's give him one more freeze frame of a happy moment.
Was gonna say that, but I thought better of it, but all right,
Yeah, I mean, I come on, we know.
whatever. We know. No, it's
Yeah, we
okay.
know.
They
I,
know.
yeah. Yeah,
They
I
know.
guess cool. You
You
guys
can
know.
tell them. They know.
Don't
All
worry
right.
about me.
I'm worried about you. That's why I didn't say
These
anything.
guys know. That's right. All right. Now I know it's gonna be dark. Now it's over. Now I know Harry dies
We've been
next
saying
round.
it. We've been saying it gets darker every
Wrap it
podcast.
up. We don't have to watch anymore.
And we know how it ends now.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, Harry's dead.
Yeah, it's freeze frame of his coffin. I kind of agree with you, Benny, as far as scores. Like, it's tough. And like last week, I'm kind of trying to score these movies against each other instead of against like other films. So this one's like pretty high, but it's not, again, not my favorite. So I'm gonna go 8.7.
Wow.
Good score.
Yeah, I'm. As I said that, I feel like maybe I should have knocked it down a couple, but listen, I said it. That's it. It's over. It's in the
Can't
record.
change it now. No.
Maybe at
Except
Christmas time.
that. I'm gonna go a little bit low. I'm gonna go 8.2.
It's a good
Again,
score, though.
yeah.
it's a good movie. Definitely felt slow in some parts, but that's just me. Sometimes some of this stuff really doesn't catch my attention or kind of is boring to me, but that's just my own personal taste. Again, but it's a good movie. It definitely is. Yeah, I like the direction, except for that freeze frame. Benny, good call out on that. I forgot about that. But other than that, I mean, there isn't. I don't really think there's anything bad about this movie. I can't go and pinpoint, oh, I didn't like this scene or I didn't like this character. Like, I thought everybody really did a great job in this movie, and the Michael Gambon Dumbledore, you know, piece really brought this movie up a notch again. I mean, death is death, but I mean, some things happen for a reason, thank goodness. Because if it was Richard Harris again, I probably would have did a 7-6, because he brought about a flat line to Dumbledore, and that's a major character, I'm guessing, and you need to bring some personality to the role.
Yeah. He
And
brought
there's
some
people that swear
gravitas.
by him. There's
Yeah.
people that swear by Richard Harris too.
I don't know.
No, I talked to my the Harry Potter expert, and she said that she loves Gambone and is happy that he was Dumbledore.
100%. Like I said, I agree there are some criticisms of Gambone, but all in all, I'll take those any day of the week.
Yeah, it was just those first two, it was just flat. It was like just like a bore on the screen.
Great.
And people think that like that's kind of in the spirit of Dumbledore, where he's like just this, he's almost so knowledgeable that like he wouldn't get flustered or boisterous about anything because he knows he has everything under control. He's seen it all. He's powerful enough where he wouldn't kind of get out of control. But like you said, I don't know if that translates well on the screen. And you make a great point. Like you need the personality if you're going to put this in a movie.
Yeah. A lot of the book readers that say they prefer Richard Harris, it's because they say like it's closer to the literary character. But I agree with you. Like, I feel like on the screen, a little personality goes a long way, a little more gravitas. Like, again, I like Richard Harris, but just especially in this movie, anytime he says anything, that's like not just like normal talking, like arresto momentum, like. It Richard Harris, I feel like, would just be like, arresto momentum. And like that would be like that's it. And you're like, come on, give me some zip, give me some sauce here.
And just this like the sassy ways he speaks in like riddle, like when he's like, if one was to do something, like like when he's telling basically Hermione what to do at the end, but not like outright saying it. I just love, like I said, I love the delivery on those lines.
I like him much more. All right. Awesome. Benny, do you have any like specific questions or things that you wanted to talk about? I have a couple things, but if you want to start with something.
I'm probably going to ask this every episode, but I need a Snape update from Robbie. What are we thinking about Alan Rickman as
Great
Snape?
call.
I mean, he's fantastic. Again, I still
Or
don't
just the
know what.
character, like what do you think his motivations are? How do you feel about his character in general?
I'm still like, I'm not on the fence. I love him. I love Snaps, but I just don't. I don't know what his end game is. He came in for the save, in this movie, but again, like there's still something that I feel like he doesn't like Harry about, or he might know something about Harry maybe that others don't. So that's maybe why he's playing it, close to the vest like he does. But again, yeah, still, I can't get a read on him. I love him to death. I love his character. I loved him in that dress he was in during the ridiculous scene. But yeah, no, I don't know. I'm leaning towards he's more good than bad, and helpful, and will help, the kids out. But again, I don't know. My trust factor is like at in the middle. I need like one of those alerts. Remember when those terror alerts back in the day on like CNN was like red? I need one of those for Professor Snape over there,
Where
because I
would
don't know
you
where.
put him at right now?
I'll probably put him out like what was like the orange one?
Orange is right before red, so red is like imminent danger.
All right, give me yellow. I'm gonna stick in the middle. Give me
Okay.
yellow. I'm gonna say I'm neutral. There's could be a threat. There couldn't be a threat. Just be alarmed. So I'm looking at the exit sign right now, seeing if anybody's coming to do anything bad.
You're not making moves, but you know what moves need to be made if things go down.
Yeah, I'm calm, but I'm not too calm.
You're alert.
Yeah, I'm
Heads
on
on
high alert, but
swivel.
I'm just alert.
I do have another question, but Ryan, do you want to ask one of yours?
No, go ahead.
How did you feel about the reveal of, whose side Sirius ends up being on? Did you think, oh my God, Lupin is now a bad guy? How did you feel about that, kind of that whole reveal and how that all played out?
Well, I definitely thought when once they said once some I forgot I said it, but said that Sirius is in the little castle over there. I said, "Oh man, my main man Lupin is bad." I knew it. I knew he was going to be bad, and he's helping Sirius. But I really enjoyed. Again, I didn't think the same thing with the time travel. I didn't think that there would be a twist where Sirius was innocent. I thought that he was guilty the whole entire time. So I really enjoyed that. I love that little twist. I didn't see it coming. I thought for sure Lupin was bad and was working against Harry and everybody and was just kind of tricking him the entire time. But it was a nice reveal. I really enjoyed that. Again, I wasn't expecting it at all. So that was nice.
Ryan.
Not something like smells weird. So I'm like, what is going on?
Is that toast? Be careful.
Maybe. If I just keel over, just finish the show
All
and just whatever, I don't know, I'll
right.
figure
Well, if it's toast, let us know. We'll call the cops.
it out. Okay, good. No, I was actually gonna ask that because I thought that was a big thing, like if you thought, right away. What side is Lupin on? Like, did you think Sirius was bad all the way through? That kind of thing. But I actually wanted to ask both of you, this, like Benny said earlier, this movie introduces a whole bunch of new characters. Sirius, Lupin, I would say as the main, but then you also get, Cornelius Fudge, the Minister of Magic. We do get, I mean, Dumbledore is in it, but he's the new character. But was who is your like favorite of the new additions? Not new addition from the 90s.
Oh, I mean, Ronnie Bivins, but
Obviously.
I have to go Professor Lupin. I really have to. I really enjoyed his character this entire movie. I didn't think I was gonna enjoy him at all, but he was my favorite of the newcomers. It was nice to see Emma Thompson. I had no idea she was in it, so that was a nice little reveal. I was like, who is this lady? And then I had to look it up on the IMDb. But again, I'm pissed off at myself. Because I was, when I had to write who was starring in the movie, I saw Gary Oldman as Sirius Black. So that pissed me off. It would have been nice to be
To
surprised
be
to
surprised, yeah.
see him. Yeah, but I do love Gary Oldman. I really do. He wasn't in it as much as I wanted him to be in it, but I have to go with Professor Lupin. I really enjoyed his character. That was great. I liked him a lot. Hopefully we'll see more of him. I don't know if he's hanging out with Michael J. Fox, but we'll see what happens. Little wolves in action. A couple
Teen Wolf and
wolves.
Old Wolf.
That's
Yeah.
it.
My
My joke
wait, real
answer.
quick.
Go
Sorry.
ahead.
Interesting factoid. You mentioned Emma Thompson. She was married to Kenneth Branagh, who we met in two. And he cheated on her with a future Harry Potter star,
Alum, ooh,
alum, whatever.
Harry Potter ruined lives.
Yeah, that's so
Stay
weird.
tuned for that reveal.
Oh, my goodness.
My joke answer to my favorite newcomer is Tom, the hunchback guy.
Obviously.
He was so funny. He was great. But my real answer to that, yeah, I mean, I don't want to go Gambon because technically, but. No, I'll say it just because he's the other one big out there. If it wasn't Lupin, it's got to be Gary Oldman as Sirius Black. I love that for a few minutes Harry Potter gets somebody that actually seems like they care about him from his past. Lupin kind of knows who he is. He was obviously friends with James and Lily. But Sirius being his godfather, I mean, it's like the first kind of ray of hope in Harry's life that he gets. He almost gets, taken away from the Dursleys. Damn it. They're back next movie, I guess. But no, yeah, he's great. Like Robbie said, I wish he was on screen more in this movie. But the fact that he's not on screen for so long lets you keep up that illusion that, he really is dangerous and he really does have it in for Harry. So I'll go with Sirius. Ryan, do you have an answer for this one?
No, I mean, but obviously both those choices are good. I was gonna say, let me just find the actors.
Don't tell me more cheating's going on.
Yeah, more cheating. Well, I mean, I like seeing George and Fred. I don't think they, I think they were briefly in two, but like they re there's a lot more interaction with them. They give
You act.
Harry the Marauder's map. So I like seeing, you know, the twins, the Weasley twins. Much better than Percy. I'm
Not the
head
worst.
boy when he's screaming up the stairs. I'm head boy. Love it. Love those Weasleys. But yeah, I mean, Sirius and Lupin, you know, top two. I do also love Trelawney, Emma Thompson, seeing Fudge. Like, I don't know. I feel like
EL.
there's, what's that? EL Fudge.
EL.
Yo, I had those like fairly recently within the
Gross.
last year. Disgusting.
Gross. They're
Disgusting.
terrible. The
And they
chocolate's
used to be the
disgusting. That.
best.
The chocolate's so gross. I can have like one, and that's it. Well, I
Blah.
said they recently brought back the Oreo Cakesters, and I remember those from back in the day. They were outstanding. And I feel like they do this on purpose. They did this with 3D Doritos. People. There's a groundswell online to the point where they have to address it, and then they bring it back. And I guarantee, I swear to God, they mess it up so that people stop talking about it, because the Cakesters stink now. And the Doritos 3D, they brought back like the wackest flavors, and they're terrible. So, EL Fudge, Doritos, Oreo, you're on notice.
Really, Doritos. I tried to do my Jay Leno. They're chewy. They're not even chewy.
Believe this? You see this?
Not you, Dorito.
Cool, what? Cool Ranch? Not your cheek? Not your Doritos. I
I
have
do
a
want to give a
question.
sh go ahead.
Oh, just go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, please, please, please.
What's the. I don't understand how everybody was at that Mary Carroll's bar. Like, what? Why were they? Why is everybody there? You know, before they went back to school. Didn't like
Oh, in the beginning when the yeah, Harry just
the
shows up
magic
on the night
bus.
bus.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just convenience, I guess.
Oh, I thought it was like some like significance.
No, not really.
Yeah,
Not
and
really.
then, I guess Ron's dad, when he's talking to Harry
Perfect. Go ahead.
in the. When he's talking to Harry in I guess the bar, right? When you
Yeah.
see the live action mugshot of Sirius, he says something that caught my attention. I didn't understand, like something about like they know what you did, like talking about like something that Harry did in the past, but like I don't I maybe I'm reading it wrong. I should have wrote it down.
Ryan, do you remember?
I don't, but my thought is, like, because he's talking about the support. I think he's talking about, you know, like Sirius and the supporters. They know what you did could be referencing, like, you know, the fact that he lived instead of dying by Voldemort's hand. I don't know. I'd have to watch the scene again.
Or he's the reason that, you know, they're all locked up and Voldemort's not in power anymore.
I guess. I. That seems weird too, though. Like, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but like, just in and of this movie, like, Mr. Weasley is warning Harry, and I think he's warning him for basically just his own safety. But like, he, I don't know, he knew more than he told Harry, which is fine. I get that.
Do
And
you think he did though? Because I was thinking about
maybe
this too,
not.
the whole movie, because even Lupin is like, no, he Sirius is guilty, and it's the Peter Pettigrew reveal that like he's like, wait a second, things aren't adding up. So I think that the whole point of Peter Pettigrew like going incognito was to frame Sirius to the point where everybody believes it. Because knowing what we know going forward, I mean, it doesn't seem like Sirius would ever be that guy, but I think they did such a good job, which is why Mr. Weasley believes, you know, that Harry really is in danger.
Right.
But I'm glad you brought that up, Robbie, because I forgot to give a shout out last week to Mr. Weasley. He's great.
The best.
I love him. I love when they take the car out and he's like, "Oh, you took it out? Like, how'd it work?" And he's like, "Oh no, that was very bad, boys. You shouldn't have done that."
What exactly is the function of a rubber duck? No, he's the best. I love him. I love all the Weasleys. All of them are my favorite. Except for
Except
Percy, that little bitch.
for
I'm head boy.
Ryan, any more questions for Robbie?
In his mind, I'm just watching the video quick. In his mind, you're the only thing that is preventing him from returning to power. Is that what you're talking about? Kind of thing.
I guess you're talking about that he thought that Voldemort killed him, Harry Potter, I'm guessing. Maybe that's what I referenced. Something
Maybe.
like that.
Yeah.
I gotta go back and quickly watch it and then forget about it once this is over and don't watch it and watch
Yeah.
somebody review Bash at the Beach 92 for no reason.
That's what we should do. let the boys watch of a guy doing a review of a WWF, whatever, SummerSlam or
I'm
something.
in. I know, I'm addicted. I haven't stopped watching them.
Love it. Did someone have something just before and then we got distracted?
I was going to ask if you had any more questions for Robbie.
Honestly, the reveal was like the main question I wanted to talk about, and then the new characters. The only other thing I had something. Did you have any other questions? Because I forgot.
Well, I was going to ask Robbie. I mean, last week you had some great questions to ask us. Was there anything else that you had questions about this week? Or things that you may have noticed that stuck out to you, or things that piqued your interest going forward? Maybe not necessarily a question that you need clarified or anything like that.
I don't know. I feel like my two big questions were the ones I asked. I'm trying to think what else. The time travel stuff, it doesn't matter how old I am. It always just confuses the shit out of me. It really does. Like the beam, how did like Harry's there, had the beam, how did Harry beam those ghosts? Like those things confuse me. So maybe if anybody knows anything, please help me out.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that you kind of if you pull at it, it just becomes, well, then why this and then why that? It's just you just saw what you saw in the moment. I don't think there's really any, like, you can't like break it down physics wise. Yeah, he just saw what was happening in the past, but then also in the future. So it's just kind of one of those things where it just is what it is.
So I'm try I'm guess I'm trying to I guess I'm understanding that every new book is a new adventure for Harry, who's, like, it's almost like Scooby-Doo, who's the culprit at the end of the movie within, the confines of the school, I'm guessing.
Kind of. We're gonna really hit kind of the more overarching, like, this the next till the end kind of is like the final arc of like everything. It starts kind of in the next movie. Like, this is where this is kind of like, all right, here are some main players going in. It's a little bit darker. Here are some people that we need going forward. But really, the next movie starts kind of like the final arc of the main thread of the story. Like, you can kind of say that the main thread of the story does start in one, because Voldemort is behind, Quirrell in the first movie. So, that Voldemort thread, like, really kind of kicks off in the next movie.
I'm trying to think. Oh my goodness gracious. Oh my goodness. 2 hours and 37 minutes for the next one.
The next two move well, I mean, they're all pretty long, but the next two movies are based on the two biggest books.
To just see. You guys, oh my God in heaven, what the
Yeah.
hell? Can I get an hour and 30 Harry Potter? What's the Harry Potter 9?
No dice. No dice.
No
No,
dice.
no.
Jesus, who has all that stuff stored in their head and to write that?
I know, isn't that wild?
I'm trying to think. I
Well,
don't really
I
have
got a quick
many.
question while you are thinking, for both of you. Isn't it weird? You said it before, Sirius is his godfather, and he's like, yo, Harry, you know what we should do after this? We should get an apartment together. It'd be awesome. But then like an hour later, he's just like, nah, I got stuff to do.
Yeah, all that stuff. I was wasted.
Nah, fuck that. Yeah.
Well, because he thought he was gonna be a free man, and now he's got to go.
I
Kind
know.
of, he's got to lay low now.
I know. I know. I just thought it was funny.
It is funny.
Yeah.
All right,
Go back to the Dursleys, dude. I'll call you, I promise. And
yeah.
we'll
Call
hang
you
out.
August. Like,
Yeah.
let's shoot for August.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a few things I want to do. I'm gonna go to the beach, get some color. I've been in a cell for a long time. Oh, I'd also have another question. Robbie, thoughts on the Dementors? Were they scary?
No, they reminded me of the ghost from Ghost, the bad ghost that plugged it down into the sewer. I just didn't understand what they were doing. What they were just trying to suck the life out of Harry.
I guess I kind of, I still kind of am like,
Why
why
Harry?
were they attacking Harry like when they should have been going for Sirius?
I don't want to answer that question yet.
I know. I'm not going to answer it, but I'm just
Oh
saying,
boy.
like, it's in this film, it's an interesting thought. Like, why are they going after him?
Yeah. Is he
Stupid.
Swayze? Is he Pat Swayze?
Maybe.
Shit. His final role.
Nobody
I
put
feel like
Harry in the corner.
no. I wonder if we see Sirius again. We have to.
Oof, I don't know, man. Do you want to watch
Don't
the next movie?
know.
As long as he doesn't come back as Harry Truman, then I'm fine, please.
He is not Harry Truman. No.
Oh, thank God.
Well,
Yeah, so I did ask my sister. She said The Goblet of Fire and Half Blood Prince might be our favorite movies.
okay.
Also, though, she did say the f she said, but my favorite book might be the last one.
Fair.
I mean, she can come on whatever one she wants. If she wants to come on both, she can come on both. If she wants to come on all four of those, fine. I'm cool with it. So
Yeah, she's reading the third one, like I said, to my niece right now. So maybe I'll
Oh,
spoil it
nice.
for her. Maybe I'll spoil it for
Hey,
her.
if that's what's going to get you to watch the next movie, then I'm here for it.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, if you don't eat your vegetables, I'm gonna tell you what happens.
Exactly.
How
I'm
did
not going to get any cheesecake.
Yeah.
When the movie finished, Ryan, were you like, oh man, I'm ready. Let me start with the next one.
Kind of. But I didn't, because with this, I sent you guys the picture. I watched this like
Early.
early last week. It was like Wednesday or something.
Yeah.
And I thought about like this weekend maybe, but then I was like, it's, I gotta wait, because if it's not fresh in my mind, we all know my memory is horrible. So I need to like fresh. I need to watch it like a day or two before.
Yeah. I was like, as soon as it ended, I was like, God damn.
I don't know.
I don't want to wait another week to watch it. It's so good.
When was the last time you've watched any of these, Benny?
COVID, I think.
Okay.
I think lockdown, yeah. I think I watched them around then.
Because I would say it's been a couple years, but there was a like a decade where I would say at least once a year I would run through them all. And if I was it definitely for a while was like my sick movie. Like if I was sick, putting that shit on,
Throwing
because
one
you could
on.
just leave it on all day.
Yeah.
But now if I'm sick, no one leaves me alone, so I don't get to watch movies.
You got no choice.
No.
I would say it's not like I can't say that they're my most watched movies because like they're movies I've seen so many times. But for the amount of movies that there are, it's definitely a lot. Like I
Oh, yeah.
watch, I don't want to say every year, like maybe every 3 years or so, I'll throw them on. But yeah, once I start, like I can't stop. Like I just gotta barrel through them. And I always hate those first two, like getting through those first two. But once you know that third movie comes out, I'm like, all right, let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. I always like, I love doing the first because I'm like, oh, we're back. back in school. And then second, I'm like, all right, come on, let's get to the good stuff.
Do we want to talk about music before we get out of here? Because I know you regretted leaving that out.
Yeah, really quick. I mean, I'll just say something quick, but I want to hear Robbie's thoughts because, as we know, he is our resident music expert on the show.
Nice.
I mean, love the music. It's so good. It's so magical. It's so perfect for these films. I don't think I have anything more to say other than that. It's just, it's beautiful. I love the music in these movies. Robbie, any thoughts?
Oh yeah, the music's great. I was gonna say we should have started watching the Harry Potter films before, probably after martial law is declared, but it would have been nice to do that. But other than that, no, no, just great. I don't know if I ever heard the Harry Potter theme before. Maybe, who knows? But it's great. It really is good. I'm always amazed, and I always think like how people can just put this stuff together. I don't know where it comes
Out of
from or how
nowhere.
they do it. Yeah, I don't know where how they do it.
Genius.
We truly been blessed with a lot of great scores. Shout out Succession. But yeah, no, this is good. The music's great. I love it. It's one of my favorite scores. That I've watched, I guess, of all time, probably. It's up there. It's good. It's good stuff.
It's like I understand how you could write a song, right? Like I've been in bands, like I get that. But like watching something and like coming up with music that's like perfect for it, and then like 2.5 hours worth of it, that I'll never understand. And the fact that he did it, 8 times for all these movies, let alone all the other movies he did, and just being so great at it, it's just insane.
Yeah.
Who was it?
John
John Williams.
Williams.
That's crazy, but that's nuts. That guy's out of control.
Yeah.
So for such an extended period of time, what George is what? 50 years ago?
Yeah, 70, what did we say, 74, 79, something like that.
79, I think. Wild.
Crazy, man. That's,
And he
I
was
don't know.
just
I just think
like
born with
just
that
last
stuff.
week at something, like at a thing, an event.
Ryan, have you ever been to one of those things where like they show the movie and then they have an orchestra play this like the soundtrack live?
No, but I want to.
They used to do these movies. I don't know if it's just the first two or they did more of them, but at the Hollywood Bowl, like they put out a big screen and then they'd have an orchestra down in the pit, like play along to the movies.
Yeah, I would love that.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. And with this music, like when we went to Universal, it's this music is just playing nonstop all day long. And I never got sick of it. There's only so many songs.
I wanted to bring something up, but it's definitely, we could talk about it more in the fifth movie, but did you see that there's a new section of like the Harry Potter world, the
Yes.
Ministry of Magic?
Yep.
That looks sick.
Yeah.
That looks sick.
Eventually, maybe in 10 years, I'll go.
Yeah.
And by then, I'll just be like, ah, who cares?
I know, again, another quick episode that's gone in over an hour, but I want to say
Yep.
how happy I am that Robbie knows so little. Like, I feel like there's so much stuff that is potentially out there in pop culture about these movies, and it doesn't seem like it got to Robbie. And that makes me excited to talk about these movies because if he's truly experiencing a lot of these things for the first time, I'm super excited.
I mean, that's what happens when you just stand up 69 all the time and doing,
No time for Harry Potter.
no time for Harry Potter if I'm over there munching and crunching. So I know I have no idea. This is one of the only things that I've never spoiled for myself. So that and Game of Thrones
Love it.
and Breaking Bad
Love it.
and Forrest Hump.
Obviously. Anything else on Prisoner of Azkaban, boys?
Last quick question. Did they set the Quidditch game up in this one for you, Robbie?
They did. They did. I especially, I do love games in inclement weather, so I enjoyed that nice one. That was a good one. Even though I probably would have went 8-7 if Harry got a pair of Chris Sabos. I mean, those glasses, yeah, I don't know, were embarrassing. That Kareem Abdul-Jabbar song, who
The
knows?
Horace
I wasn't a
Grant.
fan of, yeah, I wasn't a fan of those. But no, and I'm excited to see Harry go step up his game with his new broom.
He's buying championships, that motherfucker.
It's got to do. His godfather, his godfather wasn't around. He got him a couple of gifts. It's just, it's about time.
It's
I
true.
never under
And here you go, another tangent. I never understood. He's got a vault full of gold. Why can't he just buy things for himself?
I know.
Like,
I don't get it. Just
oh,
buy the
my
whole
broom.
trolley cart. We'll take
I
the
know.
lot.
Yeah, he could buy everybody in the school broomsticks, but he's like, ah, my broom broke. I guess I'm done.
Guess I'm fucked. Yeah. Okay.
I
All
wonder
right.
how many twists and turns I'm in for. I feel like I'm in for a lot. I feel like something's, I don't know, something with Harry. I feel like something's gonna be a big twist, big turn.
Spoiler, Harry is Voldemort.
Oh.
Love it. I'm still sticking with that. Voldemort is Harry's dad.
Oh yeah, your predictions. So that's one of them. What was the other one from last week? I forget.
Ron and Hermione, right?
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah, there was three. Yeah, Ron and Hermione, and what was the third one? I forget.
Is it Darko Milicic was gonna say come in handy
Draco Malfoy.
and
Oh
help him?
yeah.
Yeah.
Those. How do you feel about those predictions? Do you want to amend any of them after this film?
Or any new ones?
Or any new ones.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this. Everybody will say Voldemort's gonna kill Professor Snaps.
We'll see.
I don't like you guys' reaction. All right, I amend that Voldemort is related to Professor Snaps. They're brothers.
Listen, I'm giving you facial expressions to throw you off. I'll just say that right now. Maybe I like that theory. I don't know.
I don't know
Voldemort
which facial
gave bet.
expression to do. Because
Yeah, I'm not giving anything away.
I don't want to give anything away.
Last one. Voldemort gave Barry Bonds the cream and the clear.
Yes.
I will say that that is right. I can't hold out my
Correct.
head.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
He also accepted an HGH delivery for Peyton Manning.
Nice. Thank goodness.
God. All right, well, we'll see. We'll talk. I mean, I don't know if we're gonna do, for next week or in a couple weeks, but either way, we'll be here next week. Stay with us on Instagram if, we'll let you know what we're doing. And I don't know, send us messages. You all watched Harry Potter. You
I
obviously
know.
have things to say. Just don't spoil anything, please. Don't be a dickhead. Robbie, tell him good night.
Good night to the headless horseman on the magic bus.
Nice. Hey guys, I don't like the way we did this one. Let's go back in time and let's do it
Three turns should do
again.
it. Did what? Good night.
Good night.